After I had won the presidency at my school, not too many people were happy. They were actually not comfortable with the idea of me being president. And it took a really long time for me to prove to them that, you know, I was capable of fulfilling the position that I had run for and that I was actually a nice and decent person. And I wasn't this evil, you know, being that, you know, everyone else was making me out to be. I think the anger stemmed from the fact that I was causing a lot of trouble for the school and I guess maybe tarnishing their reputation in a sense, because a part of me also felt that. I did not like challenging my school at all. But I think their anger also stemmed from the fact that they thought that my arguments didn't make sense and that the conflict itself, you know, rested with my father and it wasn't an issue of religion. So I think when I won in the end, and not only were they angry that, you know, I was in the position, but also the fact that they felt that I had won, I think, for the wrong reasons. They probably just didn't believe in the cause that I was fighting for. But maybe that's because they didn't understand, because I don't think many of them understood, you know, what background I came from and what religion I came from to understand the issue. What I'd want people to take away from my story would probably be for them to have hope. Whenever I speak to anyone about my story, I tell them that I moved a mountain. That's the moral of the story. You can move a mountain if you want to. And, you know, if you picture a mountain, there's nobody on this earth that could probably move a mountain. But I think if you believe you can move one, you can move one. I think it's also the lessons to be learned are probably that you have to believe in yourself, you know, whether or not other people believe in you. The thing that I learned with my story, because my school, not only was my school against me, my family also stopped believing in my cause after a certain point. Even I stopped believing in my cause after a certain point. And it took a lot of hard work and a lot of, you know, dedication and perseverance and commitment to doing what I did in challenging my school, even though I pretty much in the end did it on my own. I think, or I hope that people are inspired by the story enough to, if they find themselves in vulnerable positions, that they don't just give up and give in to the fact that something seems impossible. I think for me, from this story, I learned that even the impossible is possible. It just depends on how much work you put into it and how hard you work towards it. I think in the end, anything is possible. That's probably the moral of the story.